your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hamas says it wants to extend the four-day ceasefire with Israel that ends after tomorrow to get more prisoners freed from both sides. The Israeli Security Cabinet met and talked about it today, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
For days, they've signaled that they are inclined to do so, but a security source telling me the goal is not to get back to the war as quickly as possible. The goal is to maximize the deal and bring as many hostages home.
That's also a goal of President Biden's, which he repeated today. This after a third successful exchange of 17 hostages kidnapped to Gaza last month, including the first Americans, for 29 Palestinian prisoners. Not released, a husband, wife, and two children whose uncle, Yair Keshet, spoke to ABC News in Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, where family members gather. On the mother.
When she comes back, I hope with the children, she won't know that her husband was kidnapped. She won't know. She won't know that her parents were murdered, butchered. She won't know. She will hear it for the first time.
This is ABC News. More than a cold, but it's not expected to slow down this man, says ABC's Lama Hassan.
The Vatican released a statement saying Pope Francis has lung inflammation after he skipped his weekly appearance at the window overlooking St. Peter's Square due to a light cold. The pontiff is still planning on traveling to Dubai later this week as scheduled to address the climate change conference.
What could affect stock prices and mutual funds? The Federal Reserve chairman speaks this week. Wall Street markets reopen tomorrow after four winning weeks in a row, says ABC's Dave Packer.
Traders are getting more optimistic that inflation has cooled enough for the Federal Reserve to stop raising interest rates. The Fed will get another inflation snapshot when the government releases October numbers. Oil prices, a key driver of inflation, continued to ease, with U.S. crude sliding 2%. Prices have plunged in recent weeks amid worries about too much crude supply and too little demand.
That's partially what's caused gasoline prices to go down steadily. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Double dip. Yeah, double dip. Now we're not saying it's the right thing to do. A lot of germs going from me to you. But in the moment, it ain't no joke. Just add some spinach, try to jump into the dip. Yeah, double dip. So if you want another bite of that chip, then if you want it, you'll take it one from me. So if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double dip.
Let's go boogie.
Maxine Cohn Civic Media, we are local music. That's Porky's Groove Machine for a double dip for your 7 o'clock hour. SAD, which is the acronym for Seasonal Attention Disorder. Very appropriate for these days, right? Double dip for that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin. Good evening, Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Testies, is this thing working?
Yeah, we're back on. Wow. We had a little bit of a technical glitch there, and our microphones weren't working.
Yeah.
So you guys, the listeners, got to enjoy music the whole time.
A full hour of uninterrupted music, except for a couple commercials.
Now we're going to talk your head off.
Right? We have so much to say from last hour, I don't even know where to start, man. First of all, I know where to start.
Where?
The Wisconsin Badgers are bringing home the axe from Minnesota where it belongs, right here in Madison.
That kicks axe.
Oh, it's like the Super Bowl for the Badgers, you know? Especially this year, you know, they've had a very challenging season. It is very nice to end the regular season in college football with a win against Minnesota to bring home the battle of the axe.
Will that give them a bowl game, Jimmy?
They qualified for a bowl game last week when they beat Nebraska.
Oh,
so this was just the cherry on top of the axe.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that.
Hey, things are headed in the right directions. Jimmy, just a few weeks ago, we were just grimacing that the Packers had lost, the Badgers had lost. It was just like horrible times, but everything's turned around in 2 weeks.
Everything is going to be fine in the sports world in Wisconsin. Everything is going to be just fine. You don't have to panic. You don't have to go on Facebook or Twitter or X, whatever it's called these days, and be negative about it. Everything is going to be okay. And if it's not, it's just sports anyway.
That makes me feel good, Jimmy.
Thank you. That's why I'm here, to make you feel good, Rocker. Why don't you make people feel good and tell us what's coming up on the show tonight?
All right. Still yet to come, Disc, that band from Madison that's now touring all over the United States and making big waves. They're in the studio right now. We're going to talk to them at 7:30. Jaden James, she's going to be on the phone with us from Minneapolis tonight. She has a show coming up at the High Noon we'll be talking about. And live in the lair tonight, Tani Diakite, he was supposed to play tonight, but he needed to be rescheduled. Look for him in March. And so tonight, I picked out a bunch of select songs from past Devil's Lair performances, and we go all the way back to the beginning, Jimmy.
Nice.
2021 performances. It's going to be pretty cool. People Brothers, Pine Travelers, Kelsey Miles, you know, Dana Perry, Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. I have a pretty good hour lined up. And then Max and Kevy, 10 p.m.
And we got an Essential Last Crack. And we have a request for Essential Last Crack tonight with a twist. So stick around for that at 11 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 Madison locations. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, First Weber's most trusted name in real estate. Connect with them right now at movetomadison.com. Rocker, what do all those two businesses, what do they have in common?
They're local, Jimmy.
That's right. And today, Saturday, November 25th, is Small Business Saturday, according to the American Express people. But every day should be small business people, right?
So, wow, did they really just get a plug here on Max Inc. Radio?
Well, it wasn't intentional. It was more of a dig than a plug, you know? No, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, so I want to talk about small businesses, particularly here in Madison. But if you're, you know, in Wausau or Stevens Point or Green Bay, I want to hear about your favorite local business. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, I'll start the table or the conversation off with a great local business we've talked about the last couple of weeks is Green Delivery Service.
Yeah.
Jeff Clark, he owns it. He's just started it. I ordered from Green Delivery Service on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
How long
did it take for order to delivery?
I realized supplies were getting low. Critical low.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, I'm going to try this guy out. So I went to the website.
Yeah.
I just Googled Green Delivery Service, popped right up, made my order, you know, got the flour that I wanted, paid for it.
And 45 minutes later, Jeff was knocking at my door with my green buds. It was fantastic. And plus, he brought me a free gift, too.
Wow.
Got me a grinder, some papers.
Wow, Jimmy, that's just crazy. 45 minutes, and it's completely legal.
Yeah, completely legal. I got the gelato stuff. I can't remember. The lemon-lime gelato.
Lemon-cherry gelato.
Lemon-cherry gelato, yeah.
Yep.
THCA.
Right.
So it was, it's very flavorful, and it did the trick. What else could you ask for?
Amazing, Jimmy. Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of businesses. You know, one other business is that's similar here in Madison, Herbal Aspect.
Mm.
Alan Robinson, a friend of ours. And one thing I like about these businesses, Jimmy, is not only are they local, like they're around here, right? We're not ordering from Amazon, but they're also owned by real people.
Real people, yeah. I want to say Herbal Aspect, too. Alan's great. I love Alan Robinson. Herbal Aspects also offers delivery right here in the Madison area, too.
Wow.
And they ship all over the place, too.
Yeah, and now shipping, too. It's crazy.
HerbalAspect.com.
That's right.
I love the legal... I love talking about legal weed on the radio. I love talking about utilizing the legal weed on the radio. In my wildest dreams 10 years ago, I thought I would never do that.
Well, you know, it's the hemp bill in 2018, actually. It's been out for... you know, years now that it's actually all this hemp and cannabis products are actually legal, but now they're kind of coming into Wisconsin and people are just kind of waking up, seeing like, wow.
Let's talk about some small businesses. What are some of your favorite small businesses? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us in the Civic Media app. Let's support our small businesses and give them a plug. Why we listen to the Mustache Sweet Potato Fries on Max Inc. Radio.
Sweet potato fries, oh my my. 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 Sweet potato fries. Oh my my, sweet potato fries. Oh my in the back. Sweet potato fries with no trans fat. I said, Alchemy, what you got cooking in the back? Sweet potato fries with no trans fat. All you ladies in here looking for a ride? No need to worry, the Mustache will provide. 1980 Atwood Avenue. Alchemy is the silkiest venue. Sweet potato.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Moments like this, Magic Conch on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I love the new Magic Conch.
Oh, that new album is really good.
It's so good.
I've had it in my CD player now, and it doesn't leave.
Yeah, it's. I've listened to it a handful of times. Fine Dining and Breathing is the name of the album. If you want to go support a small business, there you go. You can grab yourself a brand new Magic Conch album from Magic Conch's website, whatever that might be. MagicConch.com. I'm just going to guess right there, you know? I don't have it in front of me. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Original local music until midnight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. We got Disc Q in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them in just a couple of minutes. Dude, small businesses.
Yeah.
So important to all of us, but particularly us. I mean, Max Inc. Radio, we're a small business too.
So and musicians.
And musicians. We the bands, they're small businesses, of course. Every one of them. I recently checked out two businesses I haven't been to on the north side lately. On Wednesday night, I went with E-Dub and Dan. We checked out Bear and Bottle on North Sherman Avenue.
Oh, yeah, the restaurant.
I have not eaten there yet. I want to because their menu looks awesome.
So what did you do? Just drink?
I had margaritas, dude. We watched the Badger game, and I had three too many margaritas that night.
Three too many.
But after we left Bear and Bottle, we walked over to Lola's, which is brand new.
Oh, yes.
Where Jacobson Deli used to be there on North Sherman Avenue, right next to Pierce and Cora Coffee. And it's like when you walk in, I was so surprised. It's like walking back into a bar from the 1920s or 30s.
Yeah, it's themed, right?
It's very schwanky, dude.
A listening bar, they say.
Kind of, yeah. Actually, it is because—
That's what they call it.
First of all, the lighting is low.
Mm-hmm.
There's these rounded booths with the big padded cushions and the tables.
And an old phone booth or something,
there's
right?
An old phone booth there, yep, exactly. Yeah, on the back bar, there's like a huge turntable with lots of vinyl.
Right.
And like subwoofers coming out of the back bar. It's super cool looking. I guess they have a vinyl night. And,
yes.
And it's supposed to sound really good. They also have really good margaritas, by the way.
Margarita night, huh? You know, Lola's is owned by basically the same people that own Ancora, which is Matt Girding and his wife. Her name escapes me, but Matt Girding, who is the Majestic Theater, one of the Majestic Theater. So
that's right. Beautiful spot, though.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful spot. On their website, it says a Midwestern spin on a hi-fi bar. A tribute to time and space, and an experimental vinyl bar for music fans, foodies, and friends.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is good.
Definitely check out Lola's right on North Sherman Avenue, Commercial Avenue, in that same shopping center where Vic Pierce and—
Do they have food there?
Yes, they do. They have a menu. If you just Google Lola's in Madison, you'll find it.
Yeah. So they food, listening room.
Cocktails.
Cocktails.
Beautiful place.
Wow. Sounds fun, Jimmy.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. What is your favorite small business? What small business do you plan to visit for the holiday season? Alice, the master of Maxinc Radio in the background is here. What's up, Alice?
Not much, Jimmy. What's up?
She didn't know I was going to bring her on. One thing I know about you, Alice, you love small businesses.
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite top of mind small business right now these days?
Well, the first top of mind business that comes to my mind is the Willie Street Co-op. Because I visit probably 3 or 4 times a week, especially since the North Side opened. I go there all the time.
Yeah. The co-op is cool. They have what? North Side, Willie Street, Middleton, right?
Correct.
And, you don't have to be a member to shop there.
No, you don't. Anybody can shop. Anyone can join. You do get the bonus of being a member. You get a discount off the shelf price.
Yeah. I can tell you what. The staff at the Northside Co-op, I'm not a member of a co-op, of the co-op, but the Northside Co-op, they're really friendly there.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy. If you're not a member, you need to join and you need to tell them my name as a referral, like tomorrow. Do not wait. Do not pass go. Go right to the co-op and join and drop my name.
You opened a can of worms there, Jimmy.
I did. What does it cost for a year to get a co-op membership?
It's like $10 a year. You don't have to pay it all at once. So it's just like $10 a year for a few years. That's it.
And then once you pay off the lifetime, you're done.
Yeah, and
right?
Then you're done. So we've been members for so long. In fact, our membership number is only 3 digits.
Under 1,000.
The cashiers still like look at me like, that's it? That's all your number? I'm like, I'll tell them the number. They're like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, it's just 3 numbers.
What's your number?
If I told you, you'd know what I have to do, Jimmy.
Yeah. Willie's Street Co-op. Yeah, they're great. They're awesome. They have good hot food. And Sean Anthony Brown, I believe, works at the Northside Mall.
He absolutely does.
He cuts meat.
Yes.
Yes. He's in the fish department.
He's your fishmonger.
Yes.
He has everything there. You want to know anything about fish? Yeah, he can special order it. He knows everything about it.
844-967-2789. What is your favorite small business? We're talking about small businesses, and we're going to talk with DiskQ in just a couple of minutes.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Disc and Cujo Kitties. Pretty cool there. Max Inc. Radio is online, maxincradio.com. If you want to get the podcast, hear the replay on Sundays, download the podcast on Mondays. It's all right now for you at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy, Disc began while bassist Raina Bach and guitarist Isaac DeBruce Sloan were in middle school, and in 2016, they released their first project, an EP titled Disc One. Fast forward to 2020, and the band is a five-piece featuring guitarist Logan Severson and Shannon Connor, and drummer Stu Manley. And after releasing their debut album, Disc signed with Saddle Creek Records out of Omaha, and 1 year ago released their full-length sophomore album, Desperately Imagining Somewhere Quiet. Here in the studio with us tonight is Isaac, Shannon, and Stu of Disc. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome. Hey, thank you.
My apologies to you for mispronouncing your name before the break. I think I said Disc Q.
Oh, no, we enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. An alternate pronunciation.
I'm very famous for that, screwed up your names.
We appreciate when people take license and improvise with our names. So.
It's great because now we don't actually have to tell people that Disc is spelled with a Q. But now we just told them.
Perfect.
That's kind of weird. Isaac. Disc has gone from a middle school project to a nationally touring band signed to a well-distributed record label. But before we find out about your recent success, let's go to the beginning. How did you get started in music? And tell us about starting with Disc Project with Raina in middle school.
Oh, boy. So Raina and I have been friends for most of our lives, or pretty much all of it. Our parents worked together before we were born, and so... We basically kind of grew up together. And so Raina started making music at some point. I had kind of always been interested. We weren't seeing each other a whole lot for a long time. But then once we were back in middle school, or not back in middle school, once we were in middle school, we reconnected with each other a little bit and started making music. And the project that we were doing at the time is what ended up evolving into Disc in like summer of 2014 is when we started recording. Wow. Our first, you know, it was kind of a recording project. We were just sort of messing around on the laptop.
I like how you said all the way back to middle school.
I know it was a little bit of a slip up there.
It was no, it wasn't. It was okay, man.
It was. It's all the way back now.
Yeah. Well, that's well. So, what instrument do you play?
I'm a guitarist in the band.
The guitarist in the band. So how did you get started in music, and like what role did your parents play? You said your parents knew them.
Yeah, my parents were always very encouraging. My mom is she sings. She's a jazz vocalist and sings around town.
What does she do? What's her name?
Sally DeBrew.
Okay.
And then my dad ran the Barrymore Theater for a while, and you know is a artistically inclined guy a little bit as well, so you know it was easy to kind of get supported growing up. They never really forced it upon me, but that's just always what I've been really into.
Wow. Let's see, and tell us about Version 2. How did the project become a five-piece band?
Well, we had a couple lineups throughout the years with various different people, you know, playing with us. We kind of just wanted to keep it me and Raina writing the songs and doing all the recording ourselves, basically. So we were kind of cycling through various people, just sort of trying to find, like, the best band that we could, basically. You know, that's what we were kind of setting out to do, but that was what ended up happening. And, yeah, just over the years, people kind of cycled in and out until we reached this form that we're in now. Stu's the kind of second longest tenured member of or third after me and Raina.
So Stu, talk about how you got into Disc and what attracted you to want to join this band.
Well, I had always been a fan of the band. Shannon and I were in our own project throughout being in school. And we were, you know, the bands were just kind of aware of each other. I also had another band that Isaac was the drummer and the guitarist in at some point. And it just kind of came to my attention that he needed another drummer, and I offered my services.
And Shannon, same question to you, I guess. Talk about what you were doing before joining Disc and how you got attracted to Disc and joined the band.
Yeah, me and Stu have been locked in a musical partnership since elementary. So, you know, since drummers are a hot commodity, like that's how he got signed up with the band. And then I think Isaac originally was looking for somebody to play a keyboard. And I like joined pretending that I could do that. And then I switched to guitar once I was in.
That's what happened.
Bait and switch.
Pretending you could do that. Happened. I pretend I could do radio show every Saturday night. I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Now, hey, you know what is a crazy thing, Jimmy? All these guys went to East High School at one point or other. Guys, were you all in East High School at the same time? Were you hanging around?
I think lunch technically. Together?
How did that go? Yeah.
We didn't really hang around each other a whole lot. We certainly had mutual friends, I would say, but we weren't really
we're all in the same advanced art class together.
We actually, that is true.
Like Pink Floyd,
which wasn't very advanced.
It was not.
I wasn't actually enrolled in that class, but I spent a lot of time in there.
Stu had study hall.
Stu had study hall, and advanced art was just like study hall with art. And then Isaac and I were in there. And that were you actually in that
GeoGuessr,
class? Yeah, we would like watch you from the mm-hmm. table that we were at, and you would be over on the computer, yeah, and we'd just look over your shoulder.
What year did you all graduate?
So me and Stu were 2015.
Okay. I graduated in 2017.
Okay,
so I'm also neglecting to mention that we did Raina and I and Shannon and Stu's band did battle it out in the East High Battle of the Bands.
Oh yeah, who won
at
that?
At one point also not my
me and Stu won, but then we all merged together later.
Yeah, it's okay.
So you joining forces with Stu was a good move on your career path.
Yeah, it was kind of
a strategic
a truce. You know, yes, exactly. It was a strategic move.
Stu's the band.
Oh,
and drummers are in high demand. Rocker.
I love that, Jimmy.
I know.
That's how it should be. Now, December 15th, you guys have a show coming up at the High Noon.
We certainly do.
Tell us about this show.
We got some great Wisconsin bands that are going to be playing with us that night, like the band Dusk, who members of Tenement and Appleton, like country punk legends. Hmm. And we've got Graham Hunt playing with us. You want to talk about that, Isaac?
We've got Graham Hunt playing with us. He's my roommate.
But he's also
wow, that guy's famous, man.
He's also no, but he's also the greatest songwriter in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
so.
He's pretty amazing. Wow. He's very talented, and he's got a new record coming out that day.
I'm not familiar with him. Well.
You should check him out. He's
Graham Hunt.
Yeah, for fans of the band Midnight Reruns.
Yeah, he was in a band called Midnight Reruns for a long time out of Milwaukee.
And
he's been making his own music for the last 5-6 years or something like that. But we've been, especially Graham, Shannon, and I have been working on a lot of music together for him, producing stuff and, you know, working together on.
I was going to say, how did the guy end up your roommate?
Yeah, no, that was how it happened. Shannon brought him over to my house to to record some stuff, and
he moved into the room that I used to live in.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Well, that's how you band guys are. So December 15th at the High Noon Saloon is the next show coming up.
One thing that's not on the script here, Rocker, but I wanted to ask that you alluded to in the intro here. How did you guys get, so popular? You signed a deal. And obviously, if you sign a deal with somebody, you got attention of somebody. How did that all come about?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of payola. There's something called cold hard cash. You slap it down on the table. And what else needs to be said?
These days, it's like PayPal or Venmo, though.
Well, have you... Have you had the opportunity to tour around the country at all? Or?
Yeah, we've been driving around a lot.
Our van's got a lot of miles on it now. It's been breaking down a lot.
Yeah, that's partially why we need to promote this show so heavily.
We're in debt. We need to pay it for
it's
a van.
It's funny, but it's also very 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 real.
I mean, it's basically life or death for our band. Actually, it's no exaggeration.
They're not desperate at all. We need a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
it's true.
If people wanted to help you guys out, do you have a social?
They could buy our merchandise.
They could buy our merchandise that we're going to have up on the internet sooner at our show, or they could Venmo at This Is Disc.
We're making a calendar or something. what I heard.
We're gonna have limited edition calendars for sale also.
Oh boy, Jimmy.
You know, for the next year.
So if I'm understanding this right, we have an up and coming band here in the studio at Mad Radio and Civic Media World Headquarters.
That's right.
On Max Inc. Radio. They rock. They're called Disc, and they need some cash to get us some wheels. They need a new whip to go touring.
So our whip is fine now, but what we don't have now that happened is the money.
The money anymore. That we spent, we didn't have.
I see. So the whip is good. We just need to replenish the reserves.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we have some very generous
benefactors.
Our tour manager, Julia, was the benefactor for our van repairs, and we need to pay her back.
So you guys are a small business here in Madison.
Exactly, yeah.
And we need some support for Disc, the small biscuits business / band rocker.
Oh, yeah. Small biscuits.
Small business biscuits. And small biscuits in terms of our pay.
No, but, you know, come to the show, though. It's going to be really Yeah. If anyone is listening to this that goes to college, please tell your
hipster friends
music board to book us.
So how do we find your music and keep up with the band?
So you can keep up with us at I think on Facebook. We're just, I don't know why I started with Facebook, but we're just Disc on Facebook. I think we're the only thing called
Disc
that.
The band.
Yeah, you know, and then on Instagram we're at newphonewhodisc, you know, like DISQ, like the name. And then
you already say Instagram?
Yeah, and I think that's our Twitter also is the same at new phone
which isn't being used, but maybe I'll log in
it
tonight.
Gets used, you know,
I'm going to fire some stuff off
there's
tonight.
Little spurts of activity on the Twitter.
Stu, are you on Snapchat? Are you using Snapchat?
I meant x.com.
I think you guys might spend too much time in your van.
You can get some revenue off of Olean fans, baby.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You don't know how many times we've discussed it.
Talk about this song we're about to play here.
Loyal Surfs. I don't know. What do you want to know about it?
I want to know the chord arrangement and what the song is about and what it means to you.
Yeah. So there's this video game called Civilization IV Beyond the Sword that I play on my computer sometimes. And there's a it's like you're managing, you know, a civilization, and you have your like lower level population that's doing all the labor for you, and you can select serfdom as like a mode for them to enter to make them build all of your stuff like slightly faster, and there's not really anything in it for them. And I thought there was maybe some parallels you could draw to reality, so I tried to do a song about it.
That's awesome. Hey guys, thanks for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Congratulations on your success. And let's hope the crowdfunding works out for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Disc on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks to the guys from Disc for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to talk about a small business. Which small businesses are on your high on your list right now? Let me know. 844-967-2789. We got a double dip of work coming your way. Jade and James next hour. Right now it's Color Phase and Run, Run, Run on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severs.